Supreme Court in BC has ruled that tasers are potentially lethal weapons, but across Canada, police have been taking the manufacturer's word when it comes to the weapons safety. The weapons don't routinely get tested by an independent body to make sure they're working properly. A group of researchers, including one here in Ottawa, would like to see that change. Andy Adler is a Canada Research Chair in Biomedical Engineering at Carleton University. He's in studio this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So I should start with a really basic question, I guess, the kind of 101 of tasers, and that is, as a biomedical engineer, how do they work? What is happening there when someone is tased?
Okay, so what happens is that the weapon looks somewhat like a pistol. I suppose many people have seen a picture of them. It fires out two darts which are attached to wires, and those wires will then contact the subject, and a series of pulses of electricity are then sent into the subject at about 20 pulses per second. What happens is each of those pulses is designed to make the muscles go into tetany, so lock up, which will incapacitate the subject. So the subject's unable to move, the subject will often fall down, but the whole idea behind that is, as the subject's unable to move, they can be arrested more easily. And that's how it's designed to work.
Okay. Have you experienced a tasing yourself?
I haven't yet. Okay. I've been offered the chance to feel it, but I haven't taken them up.
As a kid, in a confused moment about how electricity worked, we took our wet rubber boots off and held onto an electric fence, thinking that our wet rubber boots were going to make us more vulnerable to shock. And of course, there we were standing in bare feet on the ground, perfectly grounded and grabbed onto the fence. My buddy and I don't know how tasing compares to touching an electric fence.
It's probably similar depending on how electric fences can be stronger or weaker. Yeah. I mean, for some animals, they would be stronger than a taser.
Okay. So you started by looking at various studies that have been done about the safety of tasers. What kinds of problems are you finding in these studies?
So I've done a number of things on this. The specific report that we have released, so we being a group of the labs in Canada, both academic and industry, that have done by far the majority of the taser testing in Canada. This report is a detailed test procedure for tasers. So based on taser testing we've done over the last 2 years, we have assembled a very detailed series of test steps.
Okay, and what kind of testing is done on the weapons now before they're fired?
Currently, before a taser is taken into service daily, there's what's called a spark test. So the officer would fire the weapon into the air and then would listen to the sound, and if it sounded okay, they would use it.
Okay, and what do you think about that test? Does that test work?
It tests a fair amount. It's not a bad test at all. It certainly it warms up the weapon, and it does allow hearing a number of things that could potentially go wrong with the weapon.
Can you suggest or imagine a way that a test might work more thoroughly?
Well, clearly that's what we're recommending here. This isn't something we're recommending be done daily, but this is a detailed test procedure that would be done in three situations. The first would be when the weapon would be accepted initially from the manufacturer to check that it was working properly. The second would be on some regular basis, perhaps annually or at some regular interval, and that would help decide whether a weapon should be retired from service, whether it's too old. And then the last one would be after some kind of incident. So if some event happens, a person gets hurt or worse, then the weapon that was involved would be tested to see whether it's behaving normally or behaving unusually.
Would that kind of program be enough to prevent injuries or death caused by tasers?
No, certainly this would not. It's an important step in a taser policy, and I'm aware that there's an active work going on at provincial, at federal levels, working on detailed taser policy, when the weapons should be used, under what sort of circumstances. And we are not addressing that at all. We are addressing the test step to ensure that the weapons that are on the street are functioning normally, are not having any issues with them.
What if there's a question about the irregularity of the mechanism itself? I gather that inside the tasers there must be giant capacitors. That's where the electricity is coming from, some way of storing electricity of that kind?
That's correct, yes. Okay. So that's one of the steps.
So what if there's an incident with a particular taser? They've got the serial number for the taser. They know it's tied to this incident. Someone's either injured or they've been killed with the tasing. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, according to the program or policy you're recommending, it gets tested by something like the SIU or whatever body tests the taser. How do we know that tomorrow it's giving the voltage it gave yesterday during the incident?
That's, as you point out, that's a possible issue. Our test results, and we, between collectively the authors of this, have tested 6,000 tasers across Canada. So this is worldwide the largest group of taser testing that has been done. And we have certainly seen that a weapon performs roughly consistently over short periods of time.
Okay. So you have come up with some recommendations. What happens next?
Well, we have worked closely with both provincial and federal staff on this. They've been enthusiastic to work with us. We have done this completely independently. So this document is written by a group of citizens, experts in this kind of testing, but we have no government status, and we have published this as our recommendation. So this is how we feel taser testing should be done. But we have had excellent collaboration with both provinces and federal government staff who are interested in developing this kind of policy, and they certainly have been receptive to the work we've done.
Are there law enforcement groups in other jurisdictions, I mean far away, or other states perhaps, who are following your research? Are you aware of any other groups interested in what you're doing here in Ottawa?
Yes, that's correct. So we have had some feedback from outside the country, and they are interested in seeing what we do as well.
What do you think, on the whole, is the likelihood that some of what you develop here could actually turn into policy or be implemented?
The enthusiasm and the collaboration we've had is excellent. So I'm hoping that that this will turn into some systematic policy.
Andy Adler, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Andy Adler is a professor at Carleton University. He's the lead author of a new report on taser test procedures.